You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Justin David Brink of Kalamazoo has created a piece for next month's art prize in Grand Rapids to get people talking about race. As WMUK's Erlene McMichael reports, it's part artwork, part social experiment. Be advised, some language in this story might be offensive.
My name is J.D. Brink. I'm founder of the Proper Creative Movement.
Brinks' nonprofit group is housed in a cozy storefront on South Street in downtown Kalamazoo next to a corner cigar shop. His group's mission over the last 3 years? Use the arts to inspire Americans to, quote, do something proper, end quote, to improve the world. And that brings us to Brinks' art prize submission titled Behind Closed Doors. It consists of two bullet-riddled old white wooden doors with shattered glass panes. To each, Brink has attached a Jim Crow-era black metal sign. One reads, "Colored only, no whites allowed." The other says, "White only."
And I don't know how we got to that. All I know is that we're really close to back there, and we need to fix this.
As we talk at his storefront, one of Brink's friends, Annie Feinsinger, drops by. I ask her to join us. Feinsinger was born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but now lives in Kalamazoo. She said her family migrated to the United States when she was a child because although they were white, they didn't approve of the discriminatory apartheid practices in their homeland that was directed toward black people.
Come on in. Come on in. What did you think of this installation?
It reminded me of apartheid days.
Were there signs like that?
Benches, restaurants, it was very much like what J.D. has created here.
Brinks' nickname is J.D. Feinsinger says the white and colored only signs in the Behind Closed Doors exhibit and its shattered glass bring back really difficult emotions.
Are you glad that J.D. is doing this?
I'm so glad because I think it provides a forum for a discussion about race relations. And it's so timely.
Brink says he fired more than 75 bullets at each door. He said it was important that they have a battle-scarred appearance.
I think the most impactful part is the glass. The glass is spidered with violent actions. It communicates very improper behavior. Quite honestly, I think it communicates a lot of things that are in the history of our country that have happened before and are starting to happen again. It may have never gone away. So we're doing this for a very specific reason.
38-year-old Justin Brink has never participated in Art Prize before. He says he decided to do so after reaching a personal boiling point in May, about the time national headlines were describing extreme violence mounting against African Americans. Brink, who is white, says he wanted to do his part to help with what he sees is increasing racism and segregation in the United States.
Because I care. I mean, that is the long and the short of it, because it matters to me because I don't think it's fair. And I'll do things like this from time to time because I want to make a difference, a legitimate difference.
About a month and a half ago, Brink put out the colored only door outside his business for a few hours and sat inside to watch the reaction. Overall, he says the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, getting only one unfavorable response. After he explained to a woman that his intent is to encourage conversation, he says she supported the project. Ronald Hart, a black man from Portage, who saw the colored only door when Brink put it outside last month, agrees that the exhibit could start some needed dialogue. Hart told me, and I quote, "This door has a hell of a statement to it, especially with what's going on in America today." Brink says he plans to put a placard next to his installation when it goes on display in Grand Rapids to prod visitors to think more deeply. It'll read, "Have we made progress?" Brink says his ultimate goal is for individuals to follow up those conversations about race with actionable change.
People are happy that somebody's doing something about it.
For Arts and More on WMUK, I'm Erlene McMichael.
You can see the Behind Closed Doors exhibit when Art Prize begins on September 23rd. Before then, visit Proper Creative Movement's storefront downtown. Brink keeps the interior light on at night so passersby can view the doors from the sidewalk. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.